question from Swapnil Prabhu. Was the milk drinking miracle that happened in 1995 a real miracle, or was it because of scientific reasons? Answer: miracles don't necessarily have to be contradictory to scientific reasons. Our scientific knowledge is by no means complete, and therefore in general what we call as miracles is basically that which cannot be explained by our scientific principles. So a person who doesn't know anything about science and chemical reactions, if such a person sees an acid and a alkali being mixed, and you have a red acid and a blue alkali, and we get a green product, a scientifically uneducated person may consider that to be a miracle. So normally, whenever any miracle happens, it generally indicates that we are not aware of the process by which it is happening. And if we understand the process, then it is no longer a miracle. Of course, you could go to the other extreme and say that even if the process is there, the process itself is miraculous. Then we could say that everything is a miracle. That's why Albert Einstein said that there are two ways to live. One is to see nothing as a miracle, and the other is to see everything as a miracle. So in that sense, wherever there is a process, even the very fact that the process exists and the process occurs is also not a matter of a small wonder. It is also amazing. And that could also be called as miraculous. So first point is that these two are not necessarily contradictory things. Now, whether a particular thing is explainable by science as we know it, or it involves some other principles that are not known to science at present, that is an issue that can be discussed. So in general, if something is to be a miracle, then there are three questions that need to be asked whenever somebody claims that something miraculous has happened. First is, did it actually happen? Second is, does that constitute a contradiction or a violation of the laws of nature as postulated by modern material science? And thirdly is, can that violation of the laws of nature and science be ascribed to a divine agency, to God? If all these three questions are answered yes, then the event can be called a miracle. So the first is, did it happen, or was it just a rumor? Second is, okay, if it happened, is it scientifically explainable, or is it not scientifically explainable? And third is, okay, if it is not scientifically explainable, then is it explainable by saying that God caused it, a divine agency caused it? If all three are yes, then it's a miracle. So in general, ascertaining in specific events what happened actually and whether it comprises a miracle is never easy, because generally miracles don't happen under command and control where they can be scientifically investigated and observed and especially repeated. So just as the reaction of acid and alkali can be repeated and observed under controlled conditions, can that be done similarly with respect to the events that are called as miracles? Not necessarily. Usually it is not possible. So for example, Krishna lifting the Govardhan hill, did it happen? The Srimad Bhagavatam says it happened. Can it be explained by the laws of nature? No, a mountain cannot stay suspended high up in the sky. Then, can it be ascribed to God? Yes, it is said that Krishna lifted it up. So therefore, from the point of view of modern science and from the point of view of this particular linear analysis of miracles, Krishna lifting the Govardhan Hill is a miracle. Now, the images of Ganesh drinking milk, did it actually happen? Well, there are widespread incidents and reports of it happening. So now, is it scientifically explainable? Some people say that there was some scientific explanation. By scientific now, we are referring to the principles of nature as science holds them to be true right now. So some people say it was explainable, some people say it was not explainable. Is it repeatable? That is one of the criteria of science, or primary criteria of science. Can we make, can we observe or can we repeat the images of Ganesh to drink milk now? Well, that repetition doesn't happen. So, when the repetition doesn't happen, that means that either it didn't happen at that time or it happened because of some cause which is not functioning now. So, based on this, if a person is on the more skeptical side, that person can say that, okay, that never happened only at that time. And alternatively, if a person is more on the believer side, the person may conclude that, okay, that had happened and maybe there were some supernatural forces involved. Now, it is in principle entirely possible that Lord Ganesh can manifest through his deity and can accept the offerings that are made to him by the worshippers. So the demigods have the power to manifest as their deity and they can surely accept offerings. So in principle, we accept that it is possible. Now in practice, whether it happened or not, because these are cases where contrary evidences and opinions are possible. So as devotees, Srila Prabhupada's attitude was that towards these sort of miraculous events, they could have happened, but they are not very important. It's like there are yogis who sometimes claim to have siddhis. Some yogis claim that they can walk on water. Is it possible? It is possible. There is a particular yogic siddhi by which one can become sort of weightless and then one can walk on water. Now, if a particular yogi claims to have walked on water, then do we accept that particular claim to be true? Well, for that, a specific investigation is required. So, this is, so, Shabda, there are in Vedic epistemology means the methods of acquiring knowledge. So, there is Pratyaksha, Anuman and Shabda. Pratyaksha is observation, Anuman is inference, and Shabda is scriptural testimony. So, by Shabda, we understand that such things are possible. Now, whether they have happened in particular instances or not, that is something which is dependent on Pratyaksha and Anuman. So, and because Pratyaksha and Anuman are never conclusively authoritative, they have authority, but they are not conclusively authoritative. That's why we cannot make a definite statement based on Pratyaksha and Anuman. That's why I said, in theory, in principle, it is possible that such things can happen. Because the scriptures say that miracles can be done. Yeah, the demigods have the power to do things which are beyond our understanding of nature and science. And even the yogis have those powers. Now, in practice, whether a particular thing happened or not, we have to use Pratyaksha and Anuman for inferring that. So, by Pratyaksha and Anuman, as I said, different people can come to different conclusions. And rather than getting into a campaign to try to prove that something is right or something is wrong, we should focus instead on going beyond to understand the broader principles by which such things can be placed in a proper intellectual framework. So, such instances, rather than when we hype them up too much, then if in the future some explanation on the material level comes up, unnecessarily we risk placing ourselves on a weak ground, which may be shaken or shattered in the future. On the other hand, if we say that these things didn't happen, then also we cannot be, because pratyakshanandam are not conclusive, it's possible that such things can have happened. So, in the book for Human Devolution by Dr. Michael Cremo, the Karma Prabhu, he has given many instances of, for example, miraculous healing. People who had totally damaged limbs, and they went to certain lakes which are considered to be sacred, and then they bathed in the lake and then they got cured. So now there are documented reports of these people's physical condition before they went for that particular miraculous healing treatment. And the doctor's report are there, the doctor's x-rays are there, and there is clear evidence that they had these problems. And then that subsequent healed condition also, there is medical documentation is there, x-rays are there. So here, the pratyaksha anuman becomes reasonably strong. And therefore, these can be used as cases. So in general, the standard that we devotees should use is that whenever such incidents happen, we need to use rigorous standards of pratyaksha anuman to evaluate whether they are true or not. And after evaluating those standards according to pratyaksha anuman in a rigorous way that is compatible with the standards of intellectual rigor that are there in mainstream science, then we can decide whether these evidences can be accepted or not. So Dutakarma Prabhu told me that whatever cases that he has used, in general, they are not anecdotal. There is a written documentation for them. Not written documentation in terms of just something which is published in tabloid newspapers or is broadcast on TV channels, but something which has been published in serious journals. Ideally, it should be peer-reviewed journals. And such evidence, which is accepted in the mainstream academic community, scientific community, then if it is presented in a book, then that is on solid grounds as far as pratyaksha anuman and its respectability is concerned. Then we can use such incidents for talking about how the broader Vedic principles of miracles are also empirically demonstrable. So as devotees, we shouldn't be waiting to jump either the believer's bandwagon or the skeptic's bandwagon. We should calmly and dispassionately evaluate whatever has happened by pratyaksha anuman and then decide that this was what actually happened and this is what we feel is the evidence. So rather than trying to claim that the miracles happened, we give people a broader intellectual framework by which they can understand how this could have happened. And if there is a reasonable scientific evidence and by intellectual reasoning, by pratyaksha anuman, if that case can be made, then it can be used. So in general, none of our devotee scientists have made a case based on this. And as it has not been repeated thereafter, so we don't have to go on a campaign on either side saying that it happened or it didn't happen. We focus primarily on saying if it could have happened, and if it has happened, then this is how it could have happened. Thank you.